This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
1 hour to go. I think Jarusha is still on vacation. Is that correct? I think this was a trip to New York and Boston. Is it... another day with Blois in the afternoon.
Believe
Trump maybe coming in 3 to 6. What do we got coming up after our dog and pony show?
Blois is probably out on the links today. It's Mike Max today, and then I believe we get a couple days of Henry Lake, Thursday, Friday.
The Lake Show. Because I'm out the next couple days on a research and development project. Heinze in tomorrow. Rena Sargentopoulos is with us at the bottom of the hour. She's with us every Wednesday, normally at 12:35, but some personal matters with us at 2:35. Rena filling in on a Friday. News broke at some point yesterday that Famous Dave sold for $200 million. That is that's a nice number, Dave Harrigan. $200
million.
I've mentioned this before. I'll say it again. I thought when Famous Dave started, I thought it was really good. I think it, they don't care what I think, but I get paid to give my opinion. I thought the quality really dropped. I've had a couple friends in the last couple of years that say, hey, meet me there, and I'm just going along in this case. I think we're an underrated barbecue town. I think there's plenty of good barbecue. And plenty better than Famous Dave's. I just got to be honest. Where do you stand on the quality at Famous Dave's?
I like me some Famous Dave's. You can find better in the Twin Cities or around the state. I'll absolutely agree with you there. But I think Famous Dave's does a very nice job. There was a period, I don't know, probably about a decade ago when the ownership changed hands, and they decided to go classy Famous Dave's. They brought out the white plates and quality
they
napkins.
They switched back and forth a bunch, haven't they?
That was an awful move, and I think they quickly learned that that was not the way to go for their clientele and switch back to the old, you know, classic barbecue, throw things in a basket kind of thing. But I like me some Famous Dave's ribs. I have no problem with that.
Okay, so I don't think I've heard this story before. It's the Dave Day Capper? Is that what it is?
The Dave Day Caper, we call it.
Caper, okay.
Famous Dave's.
What happened here?
Used to run a promotion every year, right around this time of year, called Dave Day, where if you showed up, you could get an entree, let's say $15 or something for free. And if Dave was your middle name, you got it for half off. Mm-hmm. So I took advantage of that for a few years, would grab a nice, four rib dinner or something like that and get my free meal. I said, that's a great deal.
Once again, we're all nodding along. Cheap Dave Harrigan stepping forward again.
Well, it's about to get a lot worse. I've got a good friend from high school who's also named Dave. And
sure.
I saw this was coming up again in 2011. And I gave him a call and I said, Dave, here's the plan. This is not only good for dining in, it's also good for takeout.
Okay.
Chad,
okay.
We started with an early lunch at the Famous Dave's, which is no longer there, probably our fault, in Stillwater.
Yeah.
We, over the next few hours, hit every
single, driving around?
Every Famous Dave's in the metro area. Single one. This was before Google Maps, so I had everything, map quested, mapped out. We had sheets for everyone. We would call as we were departing the previous one to place the order for the next, threw all the food in my trunk and had a nice big old feast at my house with a lot of leftovers for us and a bunch of buddies.
How many people came over?
Oh, we probably had about 10 or 12. And we fed them all. I wish I could remember the math we did. It was probably between $300 and $400 of free food.
Jeez. You are a legendary cheapskate, man.
Hey.
I mean, you had to fill up the tank seven times, but it worked out well.
It worked
on the
out.
Food.
And you know what? At the when we at least stopped for lunch, we dined in there so we could, you know, get that fuel we needed for this epic trip. We tipped very well because we knew it was about to happen.
Yeah, I'm worried your version of tipping well. You know, what did you get? A glass of water at each one of the places eating inside?
Well, we only ate inside at the one. The rest were takeout. I mean, come on. We're not going to pay for beverages and tip at every single one. That's ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
Still one
they
of my fondest
They would have sold for $250 million without your shenanigans.
That's exactly right. We took out a few franchises, but, yeah, that's the price you pay. They never did it after that, by the way. I don't know if they realized people were scamming the system.
You brought them down.
I think we did.
You took the joy away from all the other Daves. I hope you're happy.
Well, believe me, I'm not happy because I would have done it again the following year if given the opportunity, but they didn't.
Okay, so what are the other – what are your go-to chain restaurants? I'll admit – I am a food snob. I fully admit that I am becoming more snobby with my food taste, okay? But that doesn't mean I still don't like some of the chains. You know what I'm into lately? Jersey Mike's.
Oh, they make a good Sammy.
I think right now they're my leader in the clubhouse on the sub sandwich situation. Close behind, though, for me, Potbelly. I like, you know what I like? I like my buns grilled, you know? Grill up my buns. Put that on our T-shirt. Like my buns grilled. Potbelly. What do you think of those two?
I haven't had Potbelly in years. I do remember enjoying it, but I think it's not even close. If you're talking about all the sandwich places, your Jimmy John's, Subway, Jersey Mike's is head and shoulders above.
I think it's Jersey Mike's, it's Potbelly, and the rest of them way, way back. I know a lot of people like Jimmy John's.
I'm with you. I put Jimmy John's at the bottom of the list. Herbert and Gerberts.
I'm with you, too.
We still got Herbert and Gerberts around. They made a good sandwich back in the day.
Yeah, do we have a lot of Herberts and Gerberts? Okay. Give me some of the chains you like.
First ones that come to mind. I mean, how can you go wrong with Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster?
Kathleen, my ex and still my great friend, loved Red Lobster. Absolutely, and still loves Red Lobster. I would shake my head. I'm like, you know, do we have to go to Red Lobster this much? You know who would go with her frequently to Red Lobster? My father. Those two, extraordinarily close. I go, yeah, you guys go to Red Lobster. I'm good. Stay here.
The seafood itself at Red Lobster, not the best. Oh. You can get a couple decent shrimp dishes, but just give me the biscuits. Just keep bringing those free biscuits, baby.
Is Red Lobster your number one?
It's up there. It's high up there. I like Applebee's a lot. I've got no problem going to an Applebee's.
Well, that's another story you sent to me, that wealthier people now trying to save some money are going to Applebee's and IHOP and don't care about it.
Well, good for them choosing Applebee's.
Yeah.
IHOP is trash, but that's fine. Applebee's is good.
Yeah, you know what? IHOP isn't that great.
No,
you're right.
It's not. You know, the pancakes are fine. The rest is not any good. And don't ever go there for lunch or dinner, for God's sake. Make a better decision in your life.
Well,
Texas Roadhouse, too. There's another good chain.
I haven't. I've driven by many times. Texas Roadhouse. I need to Okay, I need to try that. So, chain, we can go to fast food too. Because then you get the fast casual, right? There's all sorts of classification. Like, we're getting multiple people on Culver's. To me, Culver's is a little higher, a little closer to the fast casual than I compare it to McDonald's. Do you agree with me on that?
It's closer, but I'd still call it fast only because you're always getting a drive-thru at a Culver's.
Yeah, but I feel like the Culver's, they're making it for you, whereas the McDonald's, boom, it's just ready for you.
That's true. No, it's slightly different, but I would differentiate, you know, a fast food, you're expecting a drive-thru. Fast casual, we're talking like a Five Guys or something like that.
What's your go-to chain? What do you got? Dave is going to open up about a health issue. Are you still willing to talk about this?
Absolutely.
Let's go. And honestly, ESPN, why do you do this to us every single year? All that coming up. We need your text. You want to chime in with a good – if you have a call to elaborate why it's your chain, I'm all for it. If it's just a call in and just say the chain, I'd rather just text 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
23 past 2 with Dave Harrigan, Chad Hartman here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Follow us on Twitter at Dave_Harrigan at Chad Hartman Show. Your go-to chain restaurant, Fazoli's Fast Italian Food. I don't know this. Do you know this?
I've heard good things. I've never been to one, but there used to be one right across from Maplewood Mall. I'm not sure if it's still there, but people said it was great.
Original Pancake House. We have a bit of a split in my house on Original Pancake House. I like it. Where do you stand?
Never been.
Ever?
No. We were always a Perkins family growing up, and man, I do miss Perkins now that they've pretty much all shuttered.
Yeah, that's Perkins. Properly rated. Excellent place. Texas Roadhouse, which you like, way too salty. Five Guys, Freddy's Frozen Custard Place, Culver's 2. You know what? Custard. I think we have too many custard places. What do you think? Where do you stand on that hot take?
How many places can you get custard? Aside too from many. Those two, how many others are there?
Too many. Custard. Go away. Jimmy John's. Trash. Whoa. Zantigo. Man, it's been a while since I've been at Zantigo. I need to try it again. Quiznos. I kind of like Quiznos.
Yeah, bottom of the barrel.
Whoa. Best burger, the Nook. Separate category. Separate. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Chick-fil-A. I like Chick-fil-A.
Overrated.
Really?
It's fine.
Apparently you hate people, love God. Is that what you're saying?
No, I just don't.
It?
I don't need
Is
to go
it?
Gaga
Speak
over
up.
Average at best chicken sandwiches.
God hater. In-N-Out Burger. You know, In-N-Out Burger is it's good, okay? It's romanticized, though. It's overhyped. Come on, Carter. Charge says Fasoli's is the best Italian. Better than anything in Venice or anywhere in Italy. Well, we both saw the story. How about this? Domino's tried in Italy and failed. What's behind that idea, Charge? I mean, did either all Italian food tastes the same, so let's have Domino's there.
Pizza is
Come
pizza.
On. Jeez. How often do we eat out? 17 times a day. All right, let's get to your health issue. Because I'm proud of your honesty here. Tell people what you're facing right now.
I've got no problems talking about anything going on in that area of the body. I'm an adult, and, boy, you really want to talk about this. It's about the third time you've made sure that I'm okay talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, Chad, you know.
Booty health is not something a lot of people are willing to talk about, and we are willing to show our transparency once again.
Well, you know, I come from a house that deals with Crohn's disease and colitis. So we talk about number twos a lot and things going on down there. We've got no problem with it. And right now, I've got the hemorrhoids.
You have a hemorrhoid?
Yeah.
Is it a single, double, triple?
I think we're working on a single right now, but you never know when that could change.
Okay. I'm trying to decide how delicate I want. Have you taken the time to see your hemorrhoid?
I have not taken a look at it yet. No.
You've had this in the process of cleaning up, you felt it, or just on your own you felt it?
Well, in the process of cleaning up, and then I was able to get some of the cream last night, so I've had to apply that a couple times.
Does that sting?
No. No, it's a nice cooling effect, actually.
Nice cooling effect. Good. Listen, who doesn't want to feel a little cooling right in that area?
Exactly right.
You've had this before.
I had a bout of hemorrhoids when I was either wrapping up or just out of college, so probably like 2005 or 6.
Is it completely random or... are we doing something if we get a hemorrhoid?
It's a good question. You can be doing something if
good
you're...
Good question.
If you're...
Might have been the worst rush ever. I mean, seriously.
I wasn't even trying to do Durusha, but maybe I could do a better Durusha.
Yeah.
If you're straining, you can
By the
get
way,
a hemorrhoid.
Someone very close to me saying stop. Someone close to me who's had... hemorrhoids herself, okay?
There's things you can get if there's added pressure down there that can lead to a hemorrhoid or possibly some other issues. But I looked back into last week, and I don't believe those were an issue with me, so I'm not sure how this one popped up.
If the station comes to you and says, we've got a hemorrhoid clinic, and we want you to be the voice of it. Are you in?
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I got two people I know who do. First of all, DeRusha right now is on pace where, I mean, I don't think he's willing to say no to anything. Okay. I think Adam's also willing to go at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's listen, people shouldn't be ashamed about it. Can I ask you this? What's the worst part of it?
The pain when going number two.
Yep. Do you then dread going number two?
A little bit.
Ah.
A little bit, and you just sit there and you try to take everything as slow as possible.
Well, that's not good. Because that process, and then we're just going to be honest, what happened in CCO, go ahead, start the text, you know. Is really on a timing of its own, correct? Sometimes, boom, boom, we're done. It's clean. It's efficient. Other times, it takes a little bit of time.
Sometimes.
You're saying when it takes a little bit of time, it's even worse.
I'm just saying you don't want to stress yourself because that only makes it worse.
Oh. Do you think it's tied to working on this show that somehow I brought the hemorrhoid back?
I have to assume that's probably it. It actually makes a lot of sense now, coinciding with me coming back from a vacation, realizing the dread that I was coming back to. So, yeah, I'd give you a solid 95% of the credit on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Should we stay on for until 6 and do 3.5 hours of hemorrhoid talk?
Well, at the very least, it should be the first question to Rena.
I'm going to ask Rena this. She may hang up. We're going to get to this more later, but honestly, ESPN, stop showing us Little League Baseball constantly. Please. Here's who care. If your kid's in the game, that's it. If you care about this game, to quote Brandon Kinstler mocking Adam Carter years ago, close your yearbook. Close your yearbook. Move on. Come on. You can't be a 42-year-old adult and care about Little League Baseball if you don't have a kid in it, right?
I didn't care about it when I was a Little League Baseball player.
This is from a baseball coach.
Worthless TV. Absolutely worthless.
It's terrible. It's honestly terrible. The texts are coming in fast and furious to my phone. His hemorrhoid is directly related to not liking Paul McCartney. That's an excellent text. Carter with a number of texts also. You never know when more hemorrhoid talk will come up. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 is next.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
She runs Care 11. She's the general manager of Care 11. She's in charge of sales. She just walks in there some days and says, I'm going to do news. I'm going to do sports. I'm going to do mornings. And she's with us every Wednesday, normally 12:35, but some personal matters going on. So Rena Sargentopoulos is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Would you like to know one of the topics we just discussed with Dave Harrigan?
Well, I will say this. I was listening. So first, I'm going to give my condolences on the hemorrhoid to Mr. Mm-hmm. Dave Harrigan. I'm so sorry to hear about this.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Did you think you would have to say that today on a legendary radio station known to people all across the globe that you have to wish someone the best in their battle with a hemorrhoid?
I will say this. I did not have it on my Wednesday bingo card. Mm-hmm. Greetings for hemorrhoids was not anywhere on that list. But I'm pleased. I'm pleased that this is where this has gone already.
Yep.
12 seconds into this today.
I have never had a hemorrhoid.
No problem talking about that stuff. I have not either.
Yeah.
Even when I was pregnant. And I know that's a pregnant lady thing. Didn't
happen.
Yes.
It's pregnant women have it. More up, I think it's probably the highest percentage of all, right?
I think so.
Not good.
Not good.
Yeah. Dave, do you feel like you want to add any more to the hemorrhoid talk, or do you think we covered it enough?
I think we gave it enough color. Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Color. Interesting.
If I have, you know, any other issues come up, I'll make sure to call you this afternoon. Both of you.
I hope you meant Rena. I'm good. I mean, this is 3 hours of talking to you is enough for me. Rena, do you want another phone call with a little more context on the hemorrhoid?
You know, when I was on hold, I was already grilling him on, the preparation of what happens behind the scenes, and asked him if his wife had to get involved. And he said no, that he took care of it himself and then washed his hands afterwards. And I'm like, thanks for clarifying. I thought that was just a given, but it's good to know that he's following all the protocols and procedures.
You're in on Friday. Is it possible hemorrhoid talk will be brought back at some point Friday, noon to 3?
Well, what kind of reaction are you getting from the listeners? Because if this is something that people need to get off their chests, or other parts, I'm happy to revisit.
Well, let me look at some of the texts here, Dave. You're probably looking also. I would say we're receiving a large number of responses. So you can't just judge about the texters, but the texters are fascinated by this dialogue.
Okay.
I have a series of stories for you. Are you ready?
Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah. First of all, do you have anything you would like to so-called get off your chest right now? Is there something bugging you, something you want to tout, something you're happy about? Because I want to give you that chance before I jump in.
Okay. I usually don't like to go low right away, but I will say this. So you guys picked Wednesdays as the day to have me on the show. And I'm just wondering, if you looked at the twin schedule and said, what is the least amount of times we'll have to speak to this woman? And that's what made you decide Wednesday was the day.
Well, now we're looking at potential Wolves afternoon games, because we also carry the Wolves and maybe switching you to those days. No, Dave, we did not do that in any way, did we?
I didn't.
I did not either. We want more arena.
It was probably for the best.
Yes. There is an 11-year-old who had a lemonade stand, and an awful individual came over to spend significant money, to spend $100, get the change back, but bought $20 worth of stuff, gets $80 back, and it turned out the $100 bill is fake. How awful are you if you're taking money from a kid at a lemonade stand who is sending a portion of the funds to Ukraine?
Oh, no. Oh, that just broke my heart. That is the worst. That is just, I mean, it's not the worst. There are more terrible things in the universe. But the karma, I have to believe what goes around comes around. The energy you put out into the universe comes back to you tenfold. So that person, I hope you got a flat tire on the way to wherever you were going, and then you spilled your milkshake on your lap. That is just horrible. That's terrible.
And that tore ligaments in your foot or ankle. I'll take
right?
it. You're despicable. You're absolutely despicable.
Yes, that's a good word. That despicable is a good word. That is a good word for that. Oh, that makes me so sad. Now, I will say this. I have avoided lemonade stands in the past.
Oh, so in other words, when kids are out there and they're trying to help good causes, Rena says, no, where's my hoity-toity lemonade? I mean, I'm shocked by that. I would have thought Rena, great, kind person, would seek out the lemonade, but no, I'm not going to stop my car at this corner.
No one said that they were doing it for a cause. Some kids just have lemonade stands to have lemonade stands. And when you have one kid in the neighborhood that does a lemonade stand, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a week, I drive the other way. I do. I drive the other way.
What a Minnesotan you are that you can't just drive by it. That you have to go a different direction.
She gives me stink eye. She gives me stink eye. So I'm just like, that's it. I turn the other direction now. I'm like, oh, no, not again today, lady.
Arrogant. What's your move? You go to a location and the kid is staring you down. You are making eye contact. Do you act like you don't have money? Do you give the thumbs up? Do you just give them the daily and just dismiss them? What's your move, Dave?
Well, if it recently rained, I'll see if there's a puddle nearby so I can drive through that and splash them. Otherwise, you just give them the bird and move on.
Give the finger.
Rita's, that sounds like me. I'm shocked it's coming from her.
I agree.
I know. But there's just a habitual lemonade girl in this neighborhood, and I just, it's just more than I can do. And my poor kiddo, of course, she's 5, every day wants
Parched.
To stop at the lemonade stand. You know, so it's like, no, we're just going to avoid this altogether.
The poor kid hasn't drank in like 7 hours. Favorite treat is lemonade. And Rena's going,
it up,
no,
kiddo.
No,
nope.
Go get that tap
water.
Wait
till we get home. Yep, that's right.
Oh. Wow. I mean, that sounds like exactly here. Because that's the two of us. That's not you. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Does Kara Levin know about this?
Move. that's not normally my move. But, you know, when you've been hit up enough times, things get desperate.
So you're suggesting that, what do we think the average age is for a lemonade stand? I think 11 is a little older. I'm thinking eight. That's my age. What do you, Rena, what do you have?
I would think 8 to 10 would be in there. And that's cute. And I will stop and I will give you, you know, if it's a dollar you're charging, I'll give you five. But
one time,
you know,
one time,
one, yeah, that's twice a summer, three times a summer, you know, fine.
No, I don't, Dave, I don't think it's it. I think it's one time. I think she said one time a summer, go back to your house so I can take my normal route out of the neighborhood.
I think that's exactly right. But I think we found another difference. She says if it's a dollar, she'll give five. If it's a dollar, I'm trying to barter down to 50 cents.
Yeah, this guy, I don't think,
I don't think
you realize how cheap Harrogate is. All right, let's pause here.
God bless.
We'll make it short. Come back with how you leave group chats, and does Rena Sargentopoulos want drama at a wedding? Maybe not her own, but at a wedding she attends. We're here until 3. Blois follows us. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show. Back in moments. This song is heinous. We are playing annoying tunes today. I loathe this song. Arena, your thoughts on Baby Shark?
It actually doesn't bother me.
Oh, stop.
I don't know why.
Stop.
I'm curious.
Dave, let's review. The poor sweet lemonade kid bothers her, but this gruesome example of music she's okay with.
Does she
need therapy today, or can we wait till tomorrow morning?
Oh, well, we think we all know the answer to that.
That's true.
But there's many, many versions of Baby Shark. There's the Halloween version, the Valentine's version, the Christmas version. They're all equally delightful.
Oh, my God. When's another Twins game? Honestly.
Next Wednesday.
I will say this. Sadly, it
is next Wednesday. I apologize.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh,
are you
coming? Swear to goodness.
When we're at the fair, are you coming out?
I am going to be out there.
Okay. Work it out. It doesn't have to be on a Wednesday. If it's on a Wednesday, great. But make sure you come over for multiple segments. Okay?
I will be there. I will be there all the days, I believe.
Beautiful. WhatsApp is helping you leave a group chat. They've set it up where instead of everybody seeing you have left the group chat, only the admin will be notified. Since you're willing to drive, you know, like 10 minutes out of your way to avoid the lemonade stand, my guess is you want to leave group chats, but you're afraid to leave group chats. Is that correct?
One, I'm not sure I know how to leave a group chat. Two, I don't really have enough friends that I'm in many group chats. Maybe that's the first problem. And I also don't use WhatsApp.
I don't use WhatsApp either. Although the three of us are now in a group chat.
Oh, that's true. I guess. Sure. That's a group text, right? Like, is that the same thing? Is that what we're talking about? I guess.
I think so. Dave, don't you think of it as the same thing?
I think it's the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if Dave and I
start, as soon as I get off the phone,
you're going to figure it out. If Dave and I just start relentlessly texting you, just like the most mundane topics, how soon will you reach out to a friend, your husband, somebody to eliminate yourself from the group chat?
Oh, I usually just block you guys every day but Wednesday. So
yeah,
makes it easier.
There was a story today. It's actually a few years old, about a wedding in China where turned out the bride and the husband's brother-in-law were engaging a little something-something, and the husband played it at the wedding. Does Rena Sargentopoulos want drama if she's attending a wedding and it's not a really good friend. Okay, you don't want it really bad for a really good friend, but it's somebody, you know, you guys are going, it's a husband's friend, or it's a friend of a friend. Do you want something unexpected that makes the wedding really stand out? Do you want some drama?
I will say this. I've been to a couple of weddings where there was some drama. And no, it is, I'm one of those people that like would like to shrink into a small, tiny ball and go hide in the corner when things get like that. So it was uncomfortable enough that I would not want that for someone else. Even if I knew them cursory, I would not want that for them and their day.
I disagree 100%, Dave. I want the
you
drama.
You do?
Don't you want the drama?
Well, Dave wants the drama.
Uncomfortable situations make me too uncomfortable.
Yeah. I love him. I'm sorry. I love that. We got to go. We'll be texting you ferociously the rest of the afternoon.
Can't wait. I anticipate it.
Yeah, sounds genuine. Linda's construction time check is 2:56. Bye, Darina. Maxie's next. Enjoy him the next 3 hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.